from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. We all know that thanks to our DNA, each of us is a little bit different. Some of those differences are obvious, like eye and hair color, but others are not so obvious, like how our bodies react to medication. Researchers are beginning to look at how to tailor medical treatments to our genetic profiles. Some of the biggest breakthroughs have been in cancer treatment, as Lauren Summer reports.
As an oncologist at a small practice in Kentucky in the early 1990s, Dr. Susan Desmond-Hellman treated a lot of breast cancer cases.
I would see younger patients whose cancers didn't seem to respond very well and grew very quickly. I didn't have a remedy for them.
But that was before a drug called Herceptin was developed by the South San Francisco biotech company Genentech, where Desmond-Hellman came to work a few years later.
What's particularly special about Herceptin is before that medicine was available for women, we thought of breast cancer as one disease.
Researchers had begun to look at the genetics of cancer cells and found that not all breast cancers function the same way. For about 1 in 5 patients, tumors grew very aggressively due to a gene called HER2. Herceptin is targeted at that gene's activity.
People think of it almost like a smart bomb or a guided missile. It's the first example where we've started to narrow our focus to have the right medicine for the right patient at the right time. And that's what people call personalized medicine.
The idea of personalized medicine, or using genetics to customize medical treatment, is growing rapidly. A number of drugs like Herceptin are in development, but it's already made a difference for patients like Alisa Tomlinson.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Beautiful.
So good to see you.
I know. You look beautiful. Fabulous.
Today, she's here at UC San Francisco's Medical Center at Mount Zion with Dr. Laura Esserman, who has treated Tomlinson since she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2006.
My tumor was HER2 positive. I about lost my mind because I do have a 7 and a 9-year-old, and I was terrified.
After several years of Herceptin and chemotherapy, today Tomlinson is cancer-free. Her tumor is part of the I-SPY trial here at UCSF. The study looks at what role genetic differences play in the effectiveness of breast cancer drugs. This winter, Esserman will start the next phase of the trial with experimental drugs.
Like Herceptin, there's a whole bunch of these new and exciting agents in the pipeline that target cancers in these cancer pathways. So if you don't happen to have what we call a HER2-positive cancer, what's available for you? Well, there's like a ton of these new agents, and we want to be able to quickly learn about which ones work and for what profile.
But Esserman says it's not just the genes inside cancer cells that matter. The patient's entire genetic makeup plays a role in how well drugs work.
Some people process medicines in different ways. I think everybody is aware of this. Some people get side effects to medications, are really sensitive, and some people, you know, nothing bothers them, right?
That's something UCSF researcher Deanna Krutz is studying as part of the growing field of pharmacogenetics.
So pharmacogenetics is the genetic basis for differences in drug response.
When we take a drug orally, it dissolves in our digestive system, goes into our bloodstream, and hopefully goes to the place where it needs to have an effect.
It also goes to organs that are responsible for clearing any kind of foreign substances out of the body, and these are the liver and the kidney.
Krutz says a lot of things can affect how our bodies process drugs, like alcohol or disease. But a big factor is our DNA. In the liver, we rely on enzymes to metabolize drugs and clean them out of our bloodstream. Our DNA affects what levels of enzymes we have, meaning some people are fast drug metabolizers and others slow.
So if you took a blood sample in different individuals at the same time after the dose of the drug was given, there could be a 100-fold range in those concentrations, and that's what often leads to side effects.
Most drugs are tested on a wide population of patients, which leads to a one-size-fits-all approach. Krutz says the more genetic information that's built into clinical trials, the better doctors will understand what groups of people drugs work for and who they don't work for. That could save the healthcare industry billions of dollars by avoiding unnecessary treatments. Some HIV drugs, painkillers, and blood thinners are already labeled with genetic information.
And so you're starting to see it be incorporated. It's not to the point where you're going to walk into a doctor's office yet and have a genetic test for what form of these drug metabolizing enzymes or transporters do you actually carry. So we're not quite there yet, but that's the ultimate goal.
Krutz says the days when all patients get genetic tests are at least a decade away. But the FDA will play an important role in getting there by helping doctors understand new genetic information and how to apply it to patients. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED Radio News.
To find out more about how DNA affects drug response, head to the Quest blog. That's at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the William K. Bowes Jr. Foundation.